Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, loyal listeners. Welcome to the Althea Moses Show, home of hot health and fitness tips with the Olympian Althea Moses. The show is presented by AltheaM.com, results with an Olympian's touch. I'm broadcasting live from my Los Angeles studio. I am back in town after a great, great holiday. Thank you for listening. My name is Althea Moses, your host. Today I have a great show for you. Coming up later in the show, I'll teach best way to record how much you eat and drink. Best way to record how much you eat and drink. On my show, I'm committed to serving you by teaching you how to achieve and succeed or win with your health and fitness goals. I'm so excited to teach and serve you. Hot health and fitness tip number one, you need commitment, dedication, consistent right actions, and to work hard and smart to reach your health and fitness goals, one step and movement at a time. The material presented on this show is for adults and educational purposes. Physician before starting any dietary and exercise program. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. Today's segment for the quote of the day, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. That is a quote by Benjamin Franklin. Today's updates and what's next segment. We redesigned our website to serve you better, so please check out AltheaM.com today. You'll love what we did to serve you better. On the last episode, I taught the best way to keep the weight off. So if you've missed it, listen to my on-demand archive episode. Please click the follow tab to stay connected. I would love to stay connected with you. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. Here's the hot health and fitness topic of the day. Best way to record how much you eat and drink. On the last episode, I taught that recording what you eat and drink is one of the best ways to keep the weight off. If you don't record what you eat and drink for at least the first 21 days of your weight loss or weight management program, you're setting yourself up to fail or not getting the results you want. Is that your plan? Since many of us are not so good at estimating how much we eat and drink and or can remember what we ate or drank the day before that, et cetera, it's beneficial that a weight loss or weight management program start with a plan that includes a nutrition log or chart. This log will assist in tracking what and how much you're eating and drinking and the amount of nutrients that they contain or don't have at all. During this process, you'll be amazed to learn how many calories, fats, carbs, and protein are in some of your favorite foods and beverages. I know, I know because I did my personal clinical study for several months. I recorded everything I ate and drank and learned a lot more about making and eating a balanced diet as a result. The best way to record what you eat and drink depends on your preference to write on paper or type on your technology. For instance, if you prefer to write or don't have a computer or smartphone, use a sheet of lined paper to create your own nutrition record or chart with several columns and rows with titles in each one. And print 21 or more copies to record on. Because as I mentioned earlier, if you recorded your data for 21 days, it's going to help you remember and become more aware of your portion sizes and the amount of nutrients that you're choosing to consume. Because it's, at the end of the day, it's about you choosing. Okay, if you prefer to use your computer or smartphone to record the data, that's your nutrition data, download and print a nutrition log from the internet or install a nutrition log app onto your smartphone to record your data. Let me repeat that. If you prefer to use your computer or smartphone to record the data, download and print a nutrition log from the internet or install a nutrition log app onto your smartphone to record your data, you can do that too. And it's simple to do. Here are four hot tips to record your nutrition data. One, read all food and beverage nutrition facts labels before you consume the food in them or the beverage in them. Two, record your portion sizes, nutrition values, which are calories, fat, carbs, and proteins. And do this on your nutrition logs or charts. Number three, be diligent with reading labels and recording your nutritional values and daily totals to get results for your hardworking efforts. Number four, if you prefer not to do any of these things I'm going to state, download a nutrition record or log from the internet, create your own, install one from the App Store, please email me to request a free copy of my custom nutrition record. I would love to send you one. And you can make as many copies as you want. Please note, my log has six columns with these titles: foods and beverages consumed, calories, fat, carb, protein, and water. It's important to have water on there because you should be consuming water as well. And that's, again, that's based on, that's not a one-size-fits-all measurement when it comes to drinking water. You can listen to one of my other earlier episodes that talks about how to measure how much water your body needs every day. Okay, my rows also have titles: breakfast total, snack total, and I have that on there twice because I snack a couple times a day. Sometimes I do more depending on whether I'm at home or I'm having errands to run or business meetings, etc. I also have one that's titled lunch total, dinner total, and daily total. All of this is very important. So if you request one of my free custom nutrition records, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. So if you're serious about your weight loss or a weight management plan, make consuming a balanced diet and recording portion sizes and nutritional values on your nutrition record a daily priority. You need to consistently track or record what and how much you eat and drink, and the nutritional values in them too. It will help you be aware of the amount of calories, fats, carbs, and protein that are in your foods and beverages. Additionally, it should help you make healthier choices and get the results you want and work hard for in the long run. I'm your health, fitness, and wellness friend. Get results with an Olympian's Touch. So this is concludes the topic for today. Next week, I'll be teaching you best affirmations to invigorate mind and body while exercising. Best affirmations to invigorate mind and body while exercising. Thank you for listening to the Althea Moses Show. That's all the time I have for today's episode. If you missed any part of it, another episode, listen to my free on-demand episodes. I now have 40 of them. Let's celebrate. Yes, I have 40 episodes now with this one. And so you can listen to them 24/7 on blogtalkradio.com/AltheaMoses. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Show. Tune in next Thursday for more hot health and fitness tips. Stay connected on Twitter, Facebook, and our new redesigned website, AltheaM.com. You will love what we've done with it. Check it out. I have lots of pictures and testimonials. So check it out today. Thank you for listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses.